up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. It's old-time records for the next hour. So glad you're along. We have cranked up the Victrola. Actually, there is no Victrola in here. Even though we're playing old-time music, we have actual electric record players. However, I will mention, as long as it just came up, that last week I did pull out a bunch of old-time records, polkas and whatnot on 78s. You remember 78s, big old shellac records? Because I have threatened in the past to do a whole show of old-time tunes off of 78 records. These turntables we have in here now have 78 speed on them, and you got to have the special 78 needle, and we do. So I'm going to get them sorted out and cleaned up, and one of these weeks we're going to go way back to where all the records are on shellac. But not this week. We just have a lot of good old 45s to play this week on the Oompa Hour. Let's start things out with the Anthony Tabish Band. And, hey, how many of you were beatniks back in the day, huh? Maybe you still are beatniks. Huh? Hanging out with Jack Kerouac and all those guys? I don't know, but this is the Beatnik Polka.
Dziewczyna przez zagrody do domu napotkała Jasia porąbaną głową. Ty moja Kasieńko, jakiem porąbany, te czyste chusteczki, oczy moje rany. Że doktor ani żadne maści, bo w mojej głowie si porąbane kości, porąbane kości, porąbana głowa. Ty moja dziewczyno, obywajże mi zdrowo.
The Anthony Tabish Band gets us rolling this week. The Beatnik Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. As we're that's what we're doing, just cruising through the records like we do every week here. About an hour's worth of great old-time records if you've never joined us before. And if you're a regular, hey, thanks for being along with another edition of the Oompa Hour. All right, the next one we have up is Andy Berry, B-U-R-Y, like Berry, like I'm going to bury the dog bone. I don't know. Andy Berry with the Woodside Dynatones, it says here, and the Wallflower Polka.
One was there, the bar was filled with happy people, music filled the air. At the bar was our friend Yashik, sipping on his beer. His head bowed low, his face all red, his eyes began to tear. Oh, I can't dance, I'm with boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. I can't dance, I'm with boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. the band began to play a polka with a snappy beat. And Yashik sat there in the corner tapping with his feet. Along came Maris, said to Yashik, "Hey there, wanna dance?" He looked at her and smiled and said, "I could not take the chance. Oh, I can't dance, I'm weak for you, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. I can't dance, I'm weak for you, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet." On the dance floor stood our Yashik Marish by his side. His two left feet began to move, his face was filled with pride. No sooner did he start to dance when Marish cried out loud, "You kick me, Yashik, dance yourself," and quickly left the crowd. Oh, I can't dance, oh muy boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. I can't dance, oh muy boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet.
Well, there you go. I can't dance. I don't know. That song was clearly written specifically for me. Would it not be just as bad? Because he kept saying, "I can't dance. I have two left feet." Would it not be just as bad if you had two right feet? I think it would be equally awkward. But anyway, Andy Berry with the Woodside Dynatones and the Wallflower Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. By the way, it's 4th of July week this week. I don't know when you're hearing the show. It could be any time. But 4th of July is on July 4th this year. Crazy idea. So happy 4th of July and all that stuff. Hope if you already did it, hope you were safe. If you still have your celebration coming up, be safe out there. Drive safe. And if you're doing fireworks and stuff, just be careful with that stuff. We don't need anybody blowing their digits off. You know what I mean? All right, more music on the way. Got to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, briefly, and invite you to stop by, check it out, an amazing place. Lots of accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display. Over 1,400, I think, last time they counted. So that's mind-boggling by itself. But then you add in special events. They have concerts. They have a beautiful concert hall. Add in concerts, add in jam sessions, add in workshops and educational opportunities. Add in the world's only concertina and accordion repair and technician school. Add in a gift shop, add in memorabilia, music, and historical, historical artifacts? Is that a good word? That doesn't really sound fun, but yeah, I'm telling you it is. Check them out online. worldofaccordions.org is where you find their website. A lot of pictures and stuff. They're right there in Superior, Wisconsin. If you're going to be in the area, hey, make it a plan to stop, kill a few hours, check things out, but be sure you check their hours. And so you know they're open when you're going to be there. And if you're coming with a busload of people, they would really like to know in advance. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. All right, we have now the Silver Bells Orchestra. And it says right on the record, it is the world's greatest polka band. And they can't put it on the record if it's not true, can they? With Bernie White, by the way, joining them on this one. And this is a record that's got a few miles on it, but sometimes it's worth putting up with the scratches, because this is authentic sound here in the Oompa Hour. We don't fix it up. We let the scratches play and everything. Anyway, here they are. This is the Rain Rain Polka.
It's raining, it's raining, like on the day we met. At a glance we fell in love, while the rain fell from above. It's raining, like when we said goodbye. Our love was meant to be, so please hurry back to me.
the Silver Bells Polka Band there, the world's greatest polka band, according to the record, with Bernie White on there and the Rain Rain Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And really just keep the great old-time records rolling this week. I don't think I have any news to report. Beautiful, typical summer weather here in northern Minnesota. Mosquitoes are hatching. And, you know, it's sunshiny, except for when it's thunderstormy. The forecast here in northern Minnesota pretty much all summer is like a high today in the upper 70s to low 80s with at least a 20% chance of scattered thunderstorms in the morning and again in the afternoon. It's pretty much the same all summer long. There's always that chance you're going to get a thunderstorm. The only time it changes is when they throw in a tornado warning just to make things interesting. So anyway, a nice sunshiny day today as we get the Oompa Hour rolling. I've Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians over here. And normally, when you say Guy Lombardo, everybody thinks, oh, that's that song they play on New Year's Eve, Auld Lang Syne. That must be what... No, that's not what I'm going to play. You know, they made a bazillion other records besides Auld Lang Syne, but that's the one everybody remembers. And I always wonder, here in the United States, we would say Guy Lombardo. But in Canada, because they're from Canada, that's why it's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, would it not be Guy Lombardo? I believe in Canada, G-U-Y is pronounced Guy, is it not? So it's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, I think. Anyway, here they are with the Pie in the Face Polka. Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with the Pie in the Face Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Hey, don't forget, too, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour if you'd like to make a request or a dedication, or you just want to know something or say hi or whatever. There are a lot of ways you can do it. You can call us in care of the radio station, the record store, which is kind of confusing, but we'll get the message at 218-259-2985. You can always email us, too, oompahour@AOL.com will work. And feel free to jump on the old Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can find us there and message us. And I do try to, by the way, post the song list for the upcoming week. So you can look and see what songs we're going to be playing if there's something you're watching out for if you're on our Facebook page. I don't always remember, but I try anyway. So one thing I know, we're never going to run out of records here on the Oompa Hour. Here's Ray Henry in the orchestra with the Serenaders doing the singing, and this is the Domino Polka.
Is fair. some rhythm in your toe. Here's the chance to find romance when you dance the domino.
Domino Polka, Ray Henry, and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, the Serenaders, doing the singing on that particular record. What do we have over here? Ooh, on Little Crow Records out of Hutchinson, Minnesota. It's an oldie but a goodie. They're all oldies but goodies, for Pete's sake. Here's Jerry Dostal's orchestra and the My Fanny Polka.
Thank you.
the Jerry Dustal Orchestra, Hutchinson, Minnesota. Check it in there. My Fanny Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And, yes, we need to get the required waltz in for the show, by golly. And the ample airs will meet all your waltzing needs this week. This is the Goodnight Waltz. There's Yample Airs, the Goodnight Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Every week we gather right here, wherever you happen to be, listening to the show this week. We do the show here every week. You can find us again if you want to hear some more great old-time music. By the way, I always try to remember to encourage people to do this, and sometimes I forget. Contact the radio station or the podcaster or the webcaster, wherever you might be hearing the program this week, if you enjoy it, and let them know. You can tell me, that's fine. You can email oompahour@aol.com and tell me that. But more importantly, tell the people wherever you're listening to the show, whether you're listening to a radio station or a webcast or a podcast or something, or you're streaming or whatever the deal is, and let them know, hey, we're digging the Oompa Hour here, because a lot of times you think they get a lot of feedback, but you really don't in the broadcasting business. You kind of just hide in your little studio and do your thing and hope that somebody out there cares, you know what I mean? All right, so this next record, every time this record comes around, which, you know, takes a long time, I always play the other side. I always play the German-Americans doing When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery. But that is a waltz, and we just played a waltz, and I don't want to, you know, drag down the tempo of the show. And also, I never play the other side, because I like playing When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery. So I'm going against my usual tradition, and I'm going to play the other side. So here are the German-Americans and the Golden Stairs Polka. There you go, Golden Stairs Polka and the German Americans here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. This is if this is what we do, if you just stumbled upon the show for the very first time and you're like, what the heck is going on? It's old-time music, and I hope a lot of you are dancing, because that is kind of part of the goal of the show. You could almost consider it a public service to play all this great old-time music and get people up and dancing around, and because it's probably good for you, you know? It's like exercise. You can tell your doctor, you know, doc, I work out every week. I turn on the Oompa Hour, and we polka. And I don't know if there's like polka aerobics or something. It just sounds like something there should be, you know? But I'm not going to start it. Okay, let's run this now. This next one is one of the all-time favoritest records on the show, probably one of the ones that we get the most requests for. And it's one of my all-time favorites here. If I were to make like a top 20 list, this would certainly be in it. Alan Stasinski, you got to play this often enough just to remember how to spell Stasinski. Here he is with Hupsadenya.
Drinking with my pal, Hupsadenya. My wife is really mad at me, Hupsadenya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsadenya. The kids are walking without shoes, Hupsadenya. I'm only drinking 100 proof, Hupsadenya. And right away she hits the roof, Hupsadenya. She hits the roof and screams like mad, Hupsadenya. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, Hupsadenya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsadenya. My wife's exploding like a shell, Hupsadenya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsadenya. Or I will hang you from a tree, Hupsadenya. I have a rope around my neck, Hupsadenya. And now my wife cashes the checks, Hupsadenya. My drinking days forever gone, Hupsadenya. And my dear wife is finally won, Hupsadenya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsadenya. My wife is really mad at me, Hupsadenya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsadenya. The kids are walking without shoes, Hupsadenya. I'm only drinking 100 proof, Hupsadenya. And right away she hits the roof, Hupsadenya. She hits the roof and screams like mad, Hupsadenya. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, Hupsadenya. Because I'm drinking with my pal, Hupsadenya. My wife's exploding like a shell, Hupsadenya. Stop drinking, she is telling me, Hupsadenya. Or I will hang you from a tree, Hupsadenya. I have a rope around my neck, Hupsadenya. And now my wife cashes the checks, Hupsadenya. My drinking days forever gone, Hupsadenya. And my dear wife is finally won, Hupsadenya.
Alvin Stasinski there, one of the most requested records, I'm telling you. Other artists have done it, but I've always liked the Alvin Stasinski version. But anyway, there you go. Hupsadenya here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We have not spun a Lawrence Welk record for a long time here on the show. And the time has apparently come to do that, because I have one on the turntable right here to my right. Let's just play it. Lawrence Welk and his champagne music, nonetheless. This is the Pound Your Table Polka. Thank you.
There's a place across the street that's not like other places. It's where neighbors like to meet and greet familiar faces. There's no talk of daily cares or troubles allowed. There's where fun is king, and that's what brings in the crowd. If the older folks don't dance, they bring their youngsters with them. For they love to watch romance and beat their feet in rhythm. When the band is through with swing, then the leader tells to ring. Say, you mothers, hey, you brothers, everybody sing.
Sing together, one more chorus.
Till the rafters will ring, raise your voices and sing.
One more chorus, if you're for us.
Join us all in the song.
Give the band a helping hand and come along.
Lawrence Welk and his champagne music here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That's the Pound Your Table Polka. I was trying to see what it says here. Vocal chorus by Joanne Hubbard, Jane Walton, and the trio. So whoever that might include, I'm not sure. But anyway, Lawrence Welk here on the Oompa Hour. And as long as you're going to play people that made a lot of records, made a lot of great music, made a lot of great people happy, how can you not go with a Frankie Yankovic record, huh? We've done a couple songs about going up. We had, the Golden Stairs Polka here a little bit. What else do we have? It seems to me there was something else about going up or being high or on a mountain or something. I don't know. It's the, what do we have here? The Top of the Hill Polka. It's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Top of the Hill Polka, and it's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning old-time records for you every week here. Hope you're out there dancing, having a great time with the show this week. I have a little Wally record here. I do not think we have ever played on the show, because I normally play the other side, which is the bartender song. Neat thing about 45s, you buy the song you want, and you get a bonus song on the other side. You don't get that when you download an MP3. They never go, by the way, here's the B-side. No, it never happens. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, anyway, and this is simply called Balloon. And Harmony Boys and Balloon. I saw and heard no balloons during that song, but apparently I think if you were laying in the grass looking up at the clouds, you may have seen a balloon go by. I have no idea. Ah, you're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week. For an awfully long time now, we've been getting together and playing stacks of old-time records. I'm still pretty sure I have not played them all, because I have an awful lot of them that aren't organized over here, so it could be a while. Let's go to Texas. We don't have a lot of records out of Texas, or out of the western United States or the Southwest. We really don't, and it's probably because we're way up here in Minnesota, you know, and I can only find so many records, and they just didn't circulate up this far, because most of these are out on independent record labels and whatnot. But this is the Ellinger Combo, and on Guide Records out of Texas, it's the Don't Wander Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, all the way from Texas there. And the Ellinger Combo, the Don't Wander Polka Guide Records, what's it say on here? Out of Houston, Texas. So there you go. I was, and I don't know if you're listening to it in stereo like I was, while that was playing, but I was enjoying the additional instrumentation there, because it sounded like a guy was playing his chest or his lap over in the one side, kind of. Did you hear that over in the one side there? And then the other side, and it's probably not politically correct to say this anymore, but the guy was playing what we used to call a Jew's harp. And I don't think it's politically correct to say that anymore. I don't want to offend anybody. What is it called? Is it a mouth? No, a mouth organ is a harmonica. What is it? What do you call it if it's not a Jew's harp? You know, Snoopy used to play one in the old Charlie Brown comic strips, or maybe Woodstock played it. Woodstock played it while Snoopy danced. I don't remember, but anyway, that's what it was. We're here in the middle of the Oompa Hour. Well, actually, we're toward the end of the Oompa Hour already. Holy cow. What do we got over here? Oh, Dick Metko and his boys. See, I had to lean over, look at the record, because I couldn't forget. It's the Bread and Butter Polka. Dick Metko and his boys here on Tim's Oompa Owie, your old-time oldie show. That's the Bread and Butter Polka, which reminds me, I skipped lunch today. I got home and I said, you know, I think I'm going to get the Oompa Hour done, and then I'm going to have lunch. Normally, I have lunch first, but then you know what happens? I eat lunch, and then I get tired, and I think, you know, I could sneak in a little nap first, and then the next thing you know, I'm doing this later in the day. So today, I was like, polka show, then lunch is how we're going to do this, for Pete's sake. All right, it's the Open the Door Polka. Who do we have over here? I can't even remember now. Oh, Peggy Stanley and Dick Byron. I hate this when they use light gold lettering on a black record label. How do they expect anybody that's over the age of 25 to read that? It's the Open the Door Polka, Peggy Stanley, Dick Byron, and the Harmony Bells Orchestra. For Pete's sake, let's get it right, huh?
Let me in.
Who's there? Who's there?
Let me in.
Go away.
Who's there? It's me.
What do you want? Well, what do you want?
Open the door.
I will not.
You know what?
What do you mean? What do you want?
You don't know?
I'd like to know.
Open the door.
What do you want? What do you want? Now I know.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, I think we have time to sneak in one more record on the Oompa Hour this week. It says it's Die Polka Meister is the name of the group. It's Die Polka Meister, it says right there. And there's a little warp in this baby, but I put a penny on the tone arm. I think we're going to get her to play. This is called Dick's Polka Plus One.
Thank you.
That is Dick's Polka Plus One. I don't know what that means, but a perfectly fine record by Die Polka Meister. It's what it says on the record, anyway. And that brings us to the close of another edition of the Umpa Hour already. For those of you keeping count, this was show number 171. I just wrote that down. So now you know, of course, I'll go sort out some more records, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zuba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kebs Records, and a World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.